And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome. Today, I don't have the luxury of a lot of time. I only have 15 minutes for most of you. So I've got to get right to what's important. Why am I here? I've been around for 25 years. My message has always been the same. And it is that, first of all, your problem is if you are like 99% of the people in the world, then your problem is you get upset too easily. You get upset too easily, okay? You go out in the world and this irritates you, this exasperates you, this makes you resentful, this upsets you, this makes you angry. See what I mean? And it's people, of course, right? Not just this. I said the word this, but what I mean is people. Let's be honest. We resent people. You resent your husband, your wife, your boss, your neighbor, the driver in front of you, your coworker. See, we resent people. We hate them. We get angry at them. We judge them. Okay? That's our big failing right there. So then what do? We escape into thinking. Okay? We escape into thinking, into fantasy, into the imagination. And in the imagination, we can relive the past or try to rearrange the past to make it come out more to our liking. We can think about the future and plan for the future. Next time I see her, I'll say this, and then she'll say that, and then I'll say this. See, we can plan like that. Or when we see that we're failing miserably in reality, then we can compensate. We can plan to get a degree or get another degree. See, or we start thinking about changing jobs or changing partners or, see what I mean? Getting a new car, going shopping, new clothes, something external to perk us up, make it help us to forget the fact that we resent our husband or are impatient with our kids or are angry at our wife. See what I mean? So we also get assistance to escape from reality, escape into our thinking and into imagination. We get assistance from others. They help us to escape by painting word pictures for us and inspiring us and motivating us and challenging us. Okay? Work harder, try harder, be more, earn more, get more, make more, have more. See? So that keeps us lost in fantasy world. And we continue failing in reality. And then we get assistance from drugs, marijuana, alcohol, see, all kinds of substances. And we escape, we also get assistance in our escape from what? Music, texting, surfing the internet, movies, see? So now you see how we're all escape artists. We are all escape artists. And what happens while we are escaping? While we're texting and dreaming away reality and smoking marijuana and drinking and thinking about who's going to win the ball game and when we're going to go shopping and all these trivial things, what happens? Well, our life goes to hell in a handbasket. As we collectively, see, dream away our existence, the world goes to hell in a handbasket also. So we inherited this beautiful country with this beautiful system of laws, a democratic republic given to us by our forefathers. And what have we done with it? Why, we have let it to go to waste. Okay, while we're at the gambling casino or watching the movie or dreaming about the future or fantasizing about what we're going to buy on the internet. Okay, so that's our problem. So what's the solution? Number one, see that that's the case. Number two, see that resentment is wrong. Number three, find out a way to be able to stay in reality, face reality, deal reasonably and masterfully with reality, then you won't have to escape anymore. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Got a comment or a question? Send your comments or questions to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. Hello, everyone. Well, welcome back. Welcome. We're talking about how we get upset. We go out in the world and we fail. We get upset. Okay? See, it begins when you become resentful. When it started when you were a little kid, when you became angry. People were cruel or unjust, or they teased you and became angry. And then before long, you became resentful. And now you become resentful and you judge other people. So that's what starts it. Okay? It's a failing of the soul. See, that's what I want you to see. This is so important. See, who has told you about this before? Has anyone told you about this? Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you about it. Okay. So you can put your religion into practice. Put your spirituality into practice. See. Or if you just want to be a good person and learn how to be a better person. So if you're secretly resentful toward people, that's a failing. That is a failing, a spiritual failing at the deepest and the highest level in your being. Okay? And when you when your soul fails by becoming resentful instead of remaining patient and observing patiently and not falling to indulge the little bit of resentment, the little bit of hate, the little bit of stimulation that our ego, pride, gets from judging another person. Okay? If your soul didn't fail, then your body would not be forced to react. See, now your body, because your soul has failed, your body has no choice but to react with fight or flight, with moving forward or moving away from or freezing up. See what I mean? Your body has no choice. So your body reacts all the way down to the nerve cells and the little capillaries and all of your organs and your glands. See, your heart, your circulatory system, your adrenals. See, they always have to react and respond with a little bit of irritation, a little bit of excitement, a little bit of anger, a little bit of fear. See, because your soul has failed. Now there you have stress, there you have toil, the body toils. Life force is used up. Okay? And so then the body suffers. Then eventually you can have physical symptoms because of the failing of the soul. Okay? So what you need to do is to find out how to stop failing, for your soul to stop failing. See, and then everything else will fall properly in line. So like I said, I don't have a lot of time. I don't have the luxury of going on because I only have 15 minutes for many of you. This is a half-hour program. So here's what you do. You listen to me and you say, yes, yes, Roland, you're right. You're right. I'm reactive. I'm upset. I resent my wife. I'm resenting my kids. I resent my work. So here's what you do. You see that that's the case. Okay? Bear the little bit of pain of seeing that you're failing in reality. You're not as nice a person as you thought you were, okay? You're not as calm as you thought you were. You're not as, see, you're just not. So what you do is you go to my website, talktoapastor.org. You get a little help, Okay, now the little bit of help that I have is the meditation. Well, I have a lot of help. I've written a lot of books. I have over 300 YouTube videos on subjects like forgiveness and coping with stress and recovery and improving your relationship and saving your marriage. Over 300 videos I've made, okay? And then I have a lot of old programs on various topics, and I have many articles and blog posts. But the most important thing that I have for you, and this is what you need to get right here. Now listen carefully. This is an infomercial. I won't be here much longer, and I'm only on once a week. Is the meditation, because it teaches you how to sit still, get out of your thinking, out of your worry, out of your imagination, out of your negative emotions, back into the present moment. Okay? And that gets you a little closer to God, incidentally. See, so your soul then is now back in reality and not lost in the imagination. Your soul's a little closer to God, okay? And your soul now can be a little bit more reasonable, less reactive, more patient. And so all the good benefits that will then come being closer to God will then accrue. And instead, you'll start to fail less and less and less and eventually not fail at all. In the present, okay, the present moment. In reality, you'll find the presence in the present. So may I recommend you go to talktoapastor.org, please. And then you can also listen to the whole program. Try the meditation. It's free. I have a free meditation there for you. So give it a try, please. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Today we're talking about conquering stress, about overcoming stress. And I said, I made it very simple and very clear, and that is, you must learn to let go of resentment. And you must learn, because that's your big failing right there, resentment. And then of course anger comes after it, and judgment. Resentment, anger, and judgment. So whichever word works for you, take a look at yourself. And be honest. Be honest. See, there's no use not being honest. There's no use, because you can't fool. See, you can't fool God. You can't even fool, you can try to fool yourself. You can fool other people, but that's sad. That's very sad when you fool other people. Okay? So be honest. So it's going to be resentment, anger, or judgment. Which of those three do you have the biggest problem with? Okay? Well, whichever one it is, they're all connected to each other. And I tell you that underneath the anger and underneath the judgment is also resentment. Okay, now it's resentment. That's the little stimulation. It's the little stimulation that when your soul indulges it, when your soul stoops down to indulge that little bit of resentment. Okay, it's like stooping down to indulge a piece of chocolate. There's a there's a tray full of chocolates, okay, which you don't need. Let's say you don't need any. So you walk by and then you smell, oh, there's the aroma, okay, of the chocolates. And finally, you reach down and you indulge one of them, okay? Well, that's resentment, is something like that. See? If your soul didn't fail, look, if people around you are imperfect, like your children, they're imperfect. They're just little children, okay? They're kids, they're teenagers. Why would you resent them, hate them? Your husband, he's just a man. He's just a man, okay? And your wife, she's just a lady. And your neighbor, your boss, your other people, they're just people, see? So we mustn't resent them and hate them and judge them. It's that simple, okay? Never mind whether they have bad manners and whether they seem to be doing something on purpose. Never mind whether they keep messing up. Never mind, okay? When you judge and resent them, your failing is just as big a failing as theirs, maybe worse. Well, you could have been patient, see? When your kids made a mistake, or your husband or your wife, you didn't quite agree with what they said or did. Okay, you could have been patient, not resented them. But instead, you stooped to indulge the pleasure, the ego pleasure. You could puff up. Your ego could puff up like a cobra. Puff up, okay, and judge the other person. Okay, so you indulged that little bit of hate. Okay? Well, that's a failing. That's a failing. Okay? When you could have been patient. See? So now think back when you were a little kid. Of course, you were just a little kid, but let's be honest. If your parents were halfway decent, okay, if you had rotten parents, that's one thing. But if your parents were halfway decent, which a lot of us have parents that are halfway decent, they do the best they can. They're not perfect, but they try, okay? They try. They buy us clothes and food and work, and they buy us presents at Christmas and try to arrange a little birthday party for us and take us places. And they do the best they can, okay? But remember, maybe you hated them. You hated your father. He wasn't there for you all the time. Your mom, maybe she was sick all the time, or she was coughing, or she complained. See? Or maybe they embarrassed you. Maybe they weren't cool. See? So you resented them. Okay? Maybe they didn't give you what you wanted. Or they didn't see you in the light you wanted to be seen in. See, we all have this ego, this little pride, and when other people don't see us, give us what we want, and see us in the light we want to be seen in, then we hate them and condemn them. Well, that's not right, okay? So for that, you have to be sorry. So now you see, now maybe you're getting a view of what repentance is. What repentance is. See, how can you be an okay person? How can you become a spiritual person? How can you get closer to God? See, if you get closer to God, see, luckily he doesn't hate us. Okay? If you get closer to God, then in the light of conscience, in His light, you'll see that you're resentful. And then what choice do you have but to be sorry, either to escape or to be sorry? Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. My name is Pastor Roland. I've been on the air for 20, 25 years. This is my 26th year now that I'm on the air. And I have a very important message. Yes, I bring religion right down to earth. Yes, I have an interest. I have an interest in contemplative prayer, for example. I have an interest in Christian mysticism. Okay? And I see that some of the wonderful people from the past, you know, names that come to mind like Brother Lawrence or Thomas A. Kempis, Madame Guyon, Francois Fenelon, Miguel Molinos, St. Francis de Sales, see, some of these wonderful people, St. Teresa, Teresa of Avila, see, some of these wonderful people, they found, see, the presence of God, okay? Well, you can too, okay? That, see, I'm bringing it right, I understand all of this so well that I'm actually able to bring it down to a level where you can understand, and I give you the clue as to how to make it happen for you. Very few people can do what I'm doing. Okay, so they found something special. They found a relationship with their Creator. And I say that you can too, and here's how it begins. It begins with sitting still. Okay, getting my meditation and sitting still, going in a room, closing the door, sitting still, okay? The reason I'm laughing is because once in a while somebody says, well, you know, I'm meditating, but I forget, and I stop meditating, and this and that, and this and that. And I said, look, you need to meditate because it's a commitment. It's a commitment to your Creator, to wanting God in your life, okay? And the most important is the first one in the morning, even just 5 minutes. So I said, you know, go in the bathroom, close the door, and put the toilet lid down and sit on the toilet for 5 minutes and meditate if you need to, okay? It's very important. All right. So what did they find? They found a relationship. But for you, look, you have strayed so far. You've been so far away from God. You've been lost down in your imagination, down in your daydreams, pipe dreams, lost in your passions and your hatreds and your angers and your lusts and your excitements, okay, for years. Okay, so a lot of water has gone under the bridge. See, there've been a lot of traumas, a lot of things you've messed up, okay, so there's a lot to see. So if you're going to get close to God, the very first thing, okay, is you're going to become aware of His light and His presence as conscience, as what you know in your heart. Okay? You're going to become aware. How do you do that? Because now you're an escape artist. You escape into thinking, escape into texting, escape into music, escape into the imagination, escape into the ball game, escape into shopping. See? So, like I said, you get the meditation, you sit in a room, close the door, sit quietly, become still, and experience reality. The birds singing outside, you hear the wind blowing in the trees, okay? And then, see, you begin to sense, okay, a restlessness in you, something restless and ill at ease, and, you know, like something scratching fingernails on a chalkboard. You want to escape. You want to escape so badly. You want to escape back into your thinking again, into your cigarette, into your marijuana, into your alcohol, into your daydream, into your internet. But instead, you sit there and you bear, see, you sweat drops of blood and bear sitting there in a chair in reality. Okay? And then you become aware of conscience, what you know in your heart. Okay? Then you go out. Then you go out in the world. Okay, you come up from your meditation. You go out in the world, and all of a sudden you realize that you resented your dad. Okay, you hated him. You hated your mom. Or you, all of a sudden you see now. You downloaded a little bit of light. See, in that moment, even if only for a second, while you were sitting there for 5 minutes in the morning. Even if only for a second, you downloaded enough light so that now you go out in the world, you have a little bit of light, and now you see that you're impatient with your kids, okay? you see that, and you see your little phony, now you see yourself being phony with somebody, and so on and so forth. You begin to see these little things, and now instead of escaping from them, you bear the little bit of pain of seeing the truth about yourself. See, you just bear the little bit of pain in reality of seeing the truth about yourself. Experience a little bit of pain and then a little bit of sadness, and then it becomes a sad glad. You're sad to see you're wrong, but you're glad to come clean. See, and then after the pain for a short while, then joy returns. The birds are singing. See, and you're establishing a right relationship with your Creator. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I exhort you to take to heart what I've said. Visit talktoapastor.org. We have a lot of wonderful resources there, and of course the main one that I've been talking about is the meditation. Listen to this program again. You'll see at talktoapastor.org, you'll see the program archives. Listen to the program again and again and again. Let it sink in. Okay? Start coming back to God again. Back to reality, back to being who you were always meant to be, okay? And then life can be sweet, and life can be good. Until next time, Lord willing, in the creek, don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.